Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, July 13th. We're back with you. Hi, amazing. Rachel.
Amazing.
Amazing it is, right?
It's already Thursday.
It's amazing that we're here, folks. Yes. I only slept about 3.5 hours. I've just been very busy working. And before you know it, it's like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
I need to be sleeping. I know.
So then you're like tired all day. So then I have to take a nap. And then it sort of like puts me back in track.
I hate to be a bummer, but I had excellent sleep last night.
You did, huh?
I did. Well, that's because I worked out after our show yesterday. Oh. I trained.
And that helps, trainer, right?
And oh my gosh, I wish I could afford him every day. Sadly, I can't. Until we get sponsors, more sponsors. You know?
I know. But the thing is that you have to... well, I don't know what. Whatever.
You have to work out every day.
You do.
To sleep
I mean,
well.
Yeah, you do. You do. But the thing is that I slept very well. It's just that I didn't sleep enough.
Okay. Oh, so I see. So you only slept like
4 hours.
Four quality hours. Not
exactly.
Four.
Okay. Yeah, good for you. So, yeah, I mean, I go to sleep just fine. You know, I smoke weed before.
Some of the most successful people only need 4 hours. Some of the most geniuses.
Right.
Of all genius.
I mean, well, I'm not a genius and I need more than 4 hours. So there you go. So much for your theory about me.
I don't know. I was just saying, you know, you and geniuses only need 4 hours.
Yeah, right? No. Apparently Trump only sleeps 4 hours, right? If he has time to tweet at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I just think that's his... you know, demons keeping him up, not because he, you know, cares to make the world a better place, right?
Who knows?
Not because he's like tossing and turning about how do I save the children?
You don't think he's losing sleep over that, huh?
No.
Okay, well, who knows? But the thing is that I remember when I first started the station, it was also like that. There was a lot of spurt of energy and creativity and everything. And I'm in that place now again, so... it's hard for me to go to sleep. My mind just keeps going, you know.
That's good.
So, yeah. So you were saying you're performing tonight.
I am. I'm at the world-famous comedy store in La Jolla.
La Jolla is what, outside San Diego?
Yes.
That's a nice place, huh?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a nice club, too, so.
So you perform all over Southern California and stuff,
I do.
Huh? That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you're a busy comedian. You see, there you go, guys. You need to go and check out Rachel.
Yeah,
she is funny. Tell us what your comedy. What is it like? I mean, is it stories? Is it observational? What do you do?
It's like
in your
a roller coaster,
routine?
Earthquake, magical unicorn surprise. I don't know. I don't know how to describe my set. It's me.
So I mean, do you tell stories? You just say.
I have like.
Have
I,
you
I don't
noticed have, that? Blah
no,
blah.
No, I would say I'm more traditional, like set up punchline.
Oh, okay.
And the stories will come. With time.
Yeah. No, I mean, stories, I think, sometimes are too meandering. It's like too long. You get invested in them
exactly.
And then it's not funny.
You want to get to the punchline as quick as possible.
Right.
People's attention spans are almost nothing nowadays. Yeah. So.
So Lisa gave you some tips, too, when you went to her class, right?
Lisa, she's great. She helps with basically having a support network for women who are doing stand-up comedy or want to get into stand-up. And she goes over like joke structure and just provides mainly like it's less about she does teaching, but it's less about that, but more about providing a safe environment for women to like try out their new material. So it's almost like you get to have like a writer's group or an open mic every week where it's you're with women who are supportive.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, so you're interested in comedy. Are you just going to focus on stand up or are you going to do writing? Things like that?
Right now I'm focusing on stand up. I do want to write a couple scripts. I have some things that I want to get out there and stories. Like I do have stories, but I ideally want to make them into shows or movies.
Yeah, right.
But I would like to eventually do something more on television. But I love stand-up. I want it to be a part of my life forever. So.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's cool. Yeah. Well, that's very cool. And we've talked a lot about that and stuff that some people have really made it big, you know, and but it's very hard, you know, so you got
to
be
You have to have a thick skin.
Right.
You know, and not be afraid of being rejected, because you will get rejected a lot and judged and, you know, just like it's just it's a brutal industry. But I mean, that happens in your everyday life. So as long as you know who you are and you're confident and you just are persistent.
Yeah.
You should be fine.
That's awesome. Know? Yeah. Yeah. In a few minutes, we're going to have a guest calling in. We're going to talk about also empowering women and things like that. So that would be cool. I think she's calling. I don't know where she's calling from, but I believe she's British.
Oh,
so
lovely.
So that would be fun.
Lovely.
How lovely.
I have a terrible British accent.
Yeah, so do I. I don't even try.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, cool. Well, I... did I tell you about this? I told you about this edible off the air the other night. I just like took a little bit off it and I didn't feel anything. And this is like the classic edible story, you know. People eat an edible, they don't feel anything, so they take more and then they end up really fucked up. Well, the other night I did just that. I did a little more than I thought I could handle. And man, I... I haven't been this fucked up in a long time.
Oh, my gosh. Kevin Nealon, I saw he was on a show I was on before. He was on the show I was on before a couple weeks ago in Burbank, and he told the story about how Sarah Silverman gave him a edible brownie, and he didn't realize you're not supposed to eat the whole thing, so he did. And he's like, and that's what made me realize I should stop eating sugar.
Yeah, like, oh, there you go. So it was funny. The sugar that made him like that.
He's so funny. But he's such a nice guy, and he was in the green room after, and I went in there before my set, and we were talking a little bit about weed, and even though he was on the show Weeds, he's not like a heavy weed smoker. I don't even think he does it that much, but
right.
He was just talking to me about my weed usage. I was like, how can you talk to me about, like, I would just expected that he probably smoked a lot of weed, but it's true. Right. Like, what happens on TV is not necessarily real.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they can play any character they want, but a lot of people coming out of the closet with this weed thing, you know.
Definitely. Me, I came out of the closet of the weed closet.
Yeah, right?
The hot box.
Yeah. How long ago was that? Do you remember?
It was...
As soon as it became legal?
I got to be real. Like, my parents could smell me for years. Like, they knew what was up.
Hide, right?
They knew what was up. But there was never really... It was more of a... It was more like they were more concerned for my usage. But they lived in a state... They lived in Vegas... where at the time it was like super illegal. So, and at the time I was living in other places, but once I got to California and once California legalized and made it recreationally legal, right. I called them up. I was like, this is the industry I want to work in. You know, this isn't, I want to be an advocate for them. So that's it. You know,
so they had to accept it, right? There you go. You bring kids to the world and then they turn around and do things that you don't approve of.
No,
you know?
But it's,
and
but
I mean,
the thing
it happens
is like,
to me too.
It's at the time, even then, like they were just like, oh, okay, because the times were changing in
really?
Vegas as
That's
well.
Cool.
And then my mom has actually opened up a little bit more to not the THC part, but the CBD part that's non-psychoactive, and it she's been using some of it to help her sleep. So I think that the more we start to see the country changing, and the more education that we have behind it, you know, we'll notice a change of minds, if you will.
Do you think it's ever going to change on a federal level, though?
I hope so. It really just depends. I mean, at one point, alcohol, there was prohibition. So,
right.
I would hope that it changes. I think with, like I said, more education, because people don't even realize that all the uses medically. People are, you know, like, there's still a lot of propaganda out there that people just smoke weed just to get high.
Right.
And that's certainly not the case. I've worked in the industry. I worked at a dispensary. I work from all sides. I meet all kinds of people. It's purely medicinal for most. I mean, there is medicinal uses that a lot of
people there is. There is. But my question is, why is it not okay to just get high? You know what I'm saying?
No,
everybody
and that's
tries
the thing.
To...
It is. That's the thing is it is. And right. And it is okay, because it's okay to drink. It's okay to smoke a cigarette.
Exactly,
it's okay,
you know?
To drink caffeine. And everyone gets a certain high from all of those substances, but those are actually harmful. So, I just think that it just, I would hope, I would like to see it change. I would hope, you know, and I think that's what it starts, is like getting people like my mom and people who have, you know, who it's going to take people who aren't the typical weed consumer, you know, the pothead or whatever, to kind of educate themselves on the other uses of this plant
right.
and find their own relationship with it.
Yeah.
And even if they don't have a relationship with it, fine, but understand that people have different relationships with cannabis.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, you see older people and stuff and people in suits and all that going into dispensaries. So it's not about just getting together.
Most of the
with
people
a bunch
I
of
saw, it, shockingly, there was a heavy number of older patients who would come into the dispensary over the age of 50, mostly like over the age of 50, 60, right. 70 senior citizens coming to get their access to medicine in some form or another.
Yeah, yeah, I know. So it is helping a lot of people, and it doesn't.
They actually ran out of weed in Vegas.
Yeah, you were telling me. That's weird, huh?
They ran out.
Wow.
It was a state of emergency, they called it.
So they hauled in more pot.
That's what I call it every time I run out of weed. I'm like, we are in a state of emergency, you know?
I know. It's a crisis. Let's haul in some more weed. We're going crazy here. I know. That's funny. But in the 60s, it was obviously legal, but it was so accepted at the time that it was like, you know, it was even before my time when this started gaining steam again.
Well, Jeff Sessions is trying to revive the war to bring back DARE.
Right, right.
Which is a failed program. It's a failed government program. They've done studies. They know that the effectiveness of DARE is not as effective as they thought it would
right,
be.
Right.
People are going to continue to use drugs and want to use them.
Right, right. But that's what I'm saying. On the federal level, I think we still have a long way to go. I mean, they haven't yet even reclassified it from class one, right?
I know. It's such a shame.
So, I mean, this is like in a group with cocaine. No, with heroin and shit like that, right?
You got to follow where the money. That's what I think. Like, who are the people fighting to keep this illegal? And follow where that money is, and they are probably affiliated with the tobacco or pharmaceutical industry somehow.
Right, right. Yeah, that's true, because they don't want it to be
usually they're
legal.
More conservative. You don't really see a lot of liberals fighting against the legalization of
right
medical marijuana.
I know. Well, you know, I mean, they're for everything pretty much, so, and that's debatable too, but, you know, I mean, as far as the marijuana part, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
So let people decide for themselves what's good, what's bad for them. There's no victims here, you know. Everybody just does their own thing. Just like alcohol, you know. If you're careful, you don't drive, all this stuff, you're not bothering
anybody.
It's
so funny to me that we know how bad alcohol is. It's literally poison. I mean, it is poison to our systems.
Right.
We have recovery programs all created around this substance. You know, there's a business helping people get out of, you know, to recover from alcohol, and then there's the business of trying to push people onto alcohol. But there's this substance that's never killed anyone, that's known medically to help people. I mean, it's just you got to look at it like there's something off here, you know?
Right?
There's something off with
there's
this world
no
right
logic.
Now anyways
yeah.
You know,
I know. Well, laws are convoluted anyway, you know. There's so many laws that make no sense at all.
But the pharmaceutical industry does not make money off people being healthy, so
right.
There's that.
Yeah. No, that's true, right? I mean, I wonder if the tobacco industry, they're trying to get into it too, right?
I mean, I think their attitude now is if you can't beat them, join them kind
right.
of thing. And they have a base, they have a following. And I feel like if you smoke cigarettes, you might, you know, the possibility that you probably smoke other things.
Right.
You know? So I feel like that's what they're going to try and do is capitalize in their own way,
I know. So the Emmy nominations were announced.
Amazing.
On Thursday morning. I, for one, don't really give a shit about them, but there are some shows I like. Stranger Things. Have you seen that at all?
I saw a couple episodes.
Right,
you know,
me too,
it
right?
It was a huge hype. I don't really know. I was like, am I too high to understand? I know, like, I don't get it.
Well, you're not supposed to get it in the beginning. It's very confusing.
Yeah, why do you make it so confusing? I don't, I mean, maybe people are
to make
think
people
I'm dumb
because
I didn't, you know, I didn't understand it. But I get it. Maybe I just need to go back and rewatch it. But there was just like a crazy hype. I was so into so many other Netflix shows, like Making a Murderer and what else was on there that I'm like obsessed with?
House of Cards or something.
I watched a couple seasons of House of Cards, but I just really feel like the news is so much better. Is such a better version of House of Cards. Why turn on House of Cards when you can just see the real shittier version of it live? I like all the Netflix documentaries. Netflix comes and goes with good content. Some months I'm just what? Why are you putting all the sequels and third sequel to the worst movies ever? Why? I don't want to see this at all.
I know. There's a lot of movies you don't want to see on Netflix. That's for sure.
Sometimes I scroll through there and I'm like, literally, they'll give anyone a Netflix show. They hand them out like Oprah.
They really do. And Amazon,
you get a
too,
show.
Yeah.
You get a show. You know?
I know. And you get a lot of garbage there, too. But, you know, one show that I did like was Westworld. Have you ever seen that?
I also saw a few episodes of that as well and stopped watching. I mean, I watched the entire season of Glow the other day.
Oh, really?
Have you heard about that show?
No.
It's on Netflix. It's based off, it's set in the 80s and it's this guy was shooting a show of women wrestlers. Like, they dressed up. They were actresses, but they learned how to wrestle with the costumes and everything. I think it's a true story or whatever. But for some reason, and I don't really normally like stuff like this, but I binged watched it one Saturday, the whole show. Yeah.
How many episodes was
that? I think
that?
There's like eight, but it's really well done. And here's another thing that I'm afraid to admit, guilty pleasure. Are you ready for this? Do you ever read Archie comics?
Did your kids
ever do that? I loved Archie comics. Uh-huh. Every time I would go to the grocery store, I'd make my mom buy me one. So Riverdale out on Netflix, which is a recreation of like the Archie comics set in modern day society. And there's a cheese ball aspect to it, but it's so well shot.
Really?
Yeah, and it's kind of dark.
So is it live action or a cartoon?
No, it's live. It's a live. Oh, it is. Yeah, it's real actors and whatever.
Right.
And it's really well shot. Wow. Yeah, so you should watch that.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of great shows. I just don't have the time to watch them. What's remarkable is Saturday Night Live was nominated again. And
of course.
They're saying that they've received over 230 nominations over the history.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine that? That's a lot.
That's awesome.
And, they're innovators. I'm just surprised it's still going, you know. I remember when it started in the 70s.
I'm not. Saturday Night Live will be around for probably forever.
Right? They just keep replacing the cast and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's like these days. Is it pretty good? Do you watch it sometimes?
I haven't watched it lately. I know I always see the announcements of who the new cast is or who they're adding to it, but if there's something big that happens, I'll go back and watch the clips and whatnot. I used to watch it a lot more a few years ago, but yeah, all the cast members are great. I mean, they're all great comedians and writers.
Yeah, cool. So I was watching some George Carlin the other night, and he's just so funny, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, the things that he says and the things that he talks about are just, I mean, it makes me roll on the floor because he's a smart comedian, you know? He really analyzes things and shows you how stupid people are, really. You know?
I love Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor's funny too. I haven't seen him in a long time.
I watched, I think, the documentary about him on Netflix. Again, back with the documentaries.
Yeah. I know, but they're cool. You know, documentaries are cool.
I like hearing about how he got into stand up and his journey through it and his story. So.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah. Well, it looks like the guest is not going to call. You know, I mean, people
honestly,
have been flaking on
just,
us lately,
I,
right?
I love hanging out with you, so, I mean, we don't need no guests.
No, I know, but the thing is you plan around them and they don't call in, and it's really irritating. And, Yeah, I think maybe it's because we schedule it so far in advance and then people forget. I mean,
do we not follow up with them?
I mean, I put it on the calendar. How many times do you have to follow up with someone? You confirm.
This is LA.
Yeah, you confirm the schedule and that's it, you know.
You have to confirm multiple times.
Yeah. And they always come up with a story or something, so.
Like, I was stuck in traffic where, like, it was a phone call interview. You can't use that one.
Stuck in traffic, yeah.
That's a typical LA excuse. Mm. I've used it. I use it all the time.
Do you really?
I was stuck in traffic. They're like, you walked here. I'm like, there was a lot of people. You know?
That's a go-to excuse here. Doesn't work with me, though.
There's that, or my car broke down. My air conditioning stopped working.
But it's never you, right? It's never late.
Oh, I didn't stay in bed till 10 minutes before I had to leave. I would never do that.
I know. It's funny because today I overslept 5 minutes and it threw off my whole routine in the morning. I had to start rushing, you know? So it's like everything's timed to the second.
I was up at 7 today, which I had intended on working out.
Never happened?
Did not get to the gym. No, it did not this morning. The schedule was
off. How can you get motivated at 7 in the morning to go work out?
Well, I'm super sore from yesterday's workout, and I was just like, man, I'm sore, but I look so good. I want to, like, keep this going.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, but you know what? I'll get to it later. You know, I take, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah, right.
Trying to convince myself to get out of it. It's not going to happen.
I know. Wow. So, a lot of TV shows, and I for one, am not going to watch it. So, I'm not crazy about the award shows. I used to be, but they all seem to be the same to me. And, I'm not that involved in television, so who cares, you know?
I don't like to watch shows, like, for example, Breaking Bad, when it came out. I didn't watch it as... week by week. I can't do that. I can't because if I miss one, I miss two, and then I know what happens. And that the other thing is, people on Facebook will ruin it for you. You don't even need to watch. Just go on Facebook the next day and people will literally tell you what happened, their fucking opinion about it. Right. They'll psychoanalyze the characters for you. Like, there's no even point in watching. So what I like to do is wait until the whole thing comes out to, like, binge watch and just, like, spend a whole day in my pajamas. And
I wish I could do that. I can't sit for more than 20 minutes. When I watch a movie at home, it's like over 4 days or something.
Oh my God. Yeah, my boyfriend's like that. He cannot sit still sometimes. I'm like, it's a movie. You're allowed. Like, you can just chill. You know?
Yeah. In the theater, it's easier because there's no distractions. But at home, it's like I'll sit with my bag of popcorn. I finish the popcorn. That's it.
Man, I find a good show. I'm hooked. Like, I become addicted. I'm like, I can't. I need to keep watching.
That's fun. Orange is the New Black. I started watching that. I watched almost the whole season.
I saw the first season.
Yeah.
That was good. I just became uninterested.
Right. I mean, those shows become repetitive after a while. You know, I mean, how much can you tell a story about a prison, you know?
I think it's less about the prison and more just about the characters, and people have fallen in love with the character because they, you know, that had a great cast or whatever.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Is that still going?
Their new season just came out. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, of course, a lot of problems with the Trump government administration, as always.
He's in France right now.
Yeah. I try not to talk too much about it because it's just so friggin' repetitive, but and it gets old and stuff. But you know what? The thing is that I also feel that he's not being allowed to govern. You know, I mean, he's just like, he's got so many scandals around him and shit that...
I personally, it's not even that he's not allowed. I just don't think he knows how. And also, I heard they got funds, apparently, to approve the border wall, which Mexico was supposed to... pay for.
Right. So now we're gonna pay for it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? By the time they start building the wall, he's not gonna be president anymore. So it's not something that you start tomorrow, you know. So we'll see. But I for one am tired of all these stories, and I don't know. I don't know what's going up on top. I don't know if it's warranted to but a lot of people are bent on making him fail, so there you go. Also, I guess airline fares are going to go up now. after years of not going up. I guess demand is going up. That's usually what it is, you know. When you have more demand, people are flying more. You know, they're saying the steady job growth and low fares have really increased demand, and they're going to raise the prices. But you got to understand, I mean, they're talking about 2%, 1%, 4%. It's like, we're not really going to feel it.
Okay.
You know, for their bottom line, it's going to put in a lot, but 2-4% I mean, you'd expect prices to go up, but that
gas rate. Prices, I guess, are really low right now too.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Maybe we should travel more,
or drive more.
Drive more, right? Pollute the atmosphere a little more. Why not? Right.
I mean, we already have entire ice glaciers the size of London breaking off.
Yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah.
What's that about? A trillion-ton iceberg breaks free. Wow. That's pretty scary stuff, you know? I mean, they're showing it. It's in Antarctica. And if it's not... They're saying it's not expected to have much effect for people. What the hell? See, you open pages and they start playing music or whatever. And it's really irritating to me. But... I mean, they might say it's global warming, whatever. I don't know.
It's just summer, you know. That glacier just wanted to travel the world,
right?
The rest of us.
But they're saying it may very well just remain in one place, you know. So, that's gonna be it. So it's not gonna get here or anything. But you know, the concern about icebergs is when they melt. The water level, the sea level is going to rise.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be more water.
I think they also determined the Great Barrier Reef as officially dead.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All of it?
I think so. I think, wow. Like, Google it. I think most of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's sad shit, man. That's really sad.
At least we got to experience it, you know? At least we got to know, like, the great Prince, Michael Jackson, and the Great Barrier Reef.
Right. I know. I've been listening to a lot of Michael Jackson lately. I don't know why that is, but I have. I have been listening.
Yeah.
Do you like Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out who sings this song with him. And I've been listening to this, but let me see if I can bring it up real quick, because I know that, you know, I don't know who sings it with him, but it's a cool song, you know? So I want to find out real quick, and I'm going to bring it up and see. Oh, duet with Akon. Have you heard that one?
I
that
know song? Who Akon is, but I've never heard the duet.
Yeah, this is cool. It's a cool song. So let's see.
Love you, Michael.
Love you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael. Love you. Come back.
Ooh. This is such a cool song, man. I've been, sometimes I sing songs in my sleep, because I get up in the morning and I'm singing it.
You sing this in your sleep?
Yeah.
I can picture that.
Yeah? Because I listened to it a million times before I went to bed.
Perfect.
Yeah. So tell me what we're waiting for. Michael Jackson, you know?
I know. He's the best.
There's never been anybody like him, I'm telling you. He's just... all the different songs he wrote. Cause I've been there before and you've been there before, but together we can be alright. Yeah. See, I don't hear Akon here. We hold each other till we see the sun. Yeah, just hold my hand. Akon's supposed to sing and there he is. Hold my hand. Yeah.
I can definitely picture you singing that in the mirror every morning.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I'm dying to sing. I used to sing so much. And now that they invented karaoke and stuff, I could sing with more than just my guitar.
Yeah.
So
do you do karaoke?
I don't. I haven't done
it in
a long
time. Karaoke, but I did go to a karaoke bar in Vegas last time with a couple of my comic friends.
Uh-huh.
And it was super fun.
It is. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
It was in like a weird Vegas, like off the strip Vegas casino. Right. And everyone was amazing. Yeah. That's why I don't do it, because I can't sing. I won't. I like in drama school, like when I went in high school, I was in a drama class. And one of the assignments, I went to a Christian high school in Vegas, and I just like did not like this teacher. But like one of the assignments was, okay, you have to get up there and sing in front of the class. I'm like, okay, first off, if you know you're not a good singer, this is not like, I get it. Like there's ways to get over your stage. I get what she was trying to do, but like, why would you want to embarrass the people who can't sing?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I know that like, can I rap? Like, can I bring in a hip hop verse?
Right.
I just like didn't do the assignment.
Yeah.
Like, I am not going to do myself any favors. Like, I have no problem getting up in front of a crowd, but like, I will not sing with this fucking voice. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's funny. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing about karaoke. That's why I don't go a lot, because people mostly can't sing with a shit.
Well, out in LA, karaoke is not just a, hey, let's get drunk and sing to our favorite Britney Spears song. No, it's like a fucking American Idol competition lined up. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I'm like, damn,
I
cannot get in front. Like, only rap songs. Cause
yeah.
You know?
So some years ago, I bought it was still when there were CDs. I bought a lot of CDs with karaoke songs on them, and I would just blast it at home and sing with a microphone. Mm-hmm. It sounded great. So now sometimes I just come here and I sit in front of the microphone with the headphones, play music. And I mean, there's nothing like playing music, you know. The amazing thing is some people want to come on the station here and just spin records. I'm like, well, we don't really do that, you know. But I can see the fascination behind it. It's like you want to share your music with someone else, you know. You want to get into the groove.
Yeah, you can tell them to get a SoundCloud.
Yeah, exactly, you know. But yeah, I miss that. I miss when DJs were there and they would tell you about the song and everything. But it doesn't happen anymore, so... You don't even need DJs, because now you know what song is playing by the metadata that mm-hmm. they send to your car or your mm-hmm. phone, whatever. So you don't really need that anymore. And
listening to some morning talk people, like their little games and stuff in between playing music.
No, I know.
Sometimes.
I know. But, I mean, they don't
sometimes when I wake up in the morning, music. I can't, I need to listen to people talk. Is that weird? Right. Like, I have to listen to NPR. Like, I can't listen to, you know.
I know. I listen
Drake
to Howard Stern
right when
sometimes.
I wake up in the morning.
But music is my life. I mean, and the funny thing about music is, you know, there's some things that are hard for me to stop. Like, one is sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is showering, okay? It's, like, hard for me to go to the next step. So it's the same thing with that. You know, it's like I just, you know.
Yeah, you always
do
need it.
All the time. Yeah, always need it.
I live right by the Hollywood Bowl and the Greek Theater, in between both of them.
Yeah.
So the summers are like the worst time
for
traffic around there, because there's...
It is, great. You know.
But I did go to a reggae fest, the reggae fest at the Hollywood Bowl a couple years ago, and saw Shaggy, because I like reggae.
Yeah? Was that cool?
Are you surprised I like reggae? Because I
smoke weed. Oh, because you smoke weed. Well, I smoke weed. I like reggae,
amazing.
I don't go out of my way.
Yeah, no, I would.
But no, I mean, music is like so addicting to me that when I start listening, I can't stop.
Oh, wow.
You know, so that's one of those things. It's... Like, how do I pry myself from the headphones so I can go to bed?
Maybe we need an intervention.
Yeah. Maybe, right?
Yeah. Have you seen that show, Intervention?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I heard about it, though. Do they still have it?
I think so.
Wow. Probably
some form of it.
Yeah. Who would want to do that, like, publicly, you know, be outed like that?
Honestly, though, at that point, like, maybe they feel that they... Well, partly probably for the 15 seconds of fame.
Yeah.
But also partly because maybe they just... Maybe they feel like if they somehow, like, embarrass/exploit them. Not,
right.
Like, that maybe... But then that episode will play forever. So I don't see what the appeal is. Or maybe because they pay for their treatment.
Right. Yeah.
Perhaps.
Maybe. Possibly.
Because they have ran out of all other options, you know?
Yeah.
doing it in real life hasn't worked, so let's try reality TV. Because that always makes everything better.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and the funny thing is they've showed a lot of examples where people actually break up or divorce after a reality show.
Yeah, or okay, like another guilty pleasure. I really love Bravo, so I watch a lot of The Real Housewives. I love those shows so much. I watched from the beginning, and I don't even like it's. I don't even know why. I just like I like love watching these shows.
But it's about nothing.
It's
right?
about nothing. I mean, like I don't, you know, and like I and there's nothing about like the housewife lifestyle that I like can fully really identify. You know what I mean? Like that I can like identify with. But I find these women so again, like I find these women fascinating, and I find our society's fascination with them, right? Mm-hmm. So I forgot what we were talking about, obviously.
It's okay, we all
I forgot
do
what
here.
We were talking about, but yeah, I love watching those trashy reality shows, and I forgot where my point was.
Well, we were talking about the fact that people divorce and split up.
Here's what I was saying. So a lot of people on those shows have gone through divorces or whatnot, and even like people have committed suicide.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Dark stuff.
Yeah. Because, you know, I mean, your stuff becomes public and then you realize, what have I done? You know, I mean, now people know
everything. It's just hard to, you know, we're in such a, like, those shows, I mean, everything, like, when you're in the media or whatnot or fame, it's just such a microscope on you.
Yeah.
And the way, like, in a small version, I remember my mom and I got stopped on the street one time by TMZ back when my mom had her own television show. And they did like a quick little thing because she was the OJ judge, right? And so I saw the edit, what happened with editing when they went back, because I saw the questions that were being asked in person. Like I saw the whole thing, the way that it, you know, whatever, but I like knew, I was like, they're gonna use editing to make it look a certain way, and they did. Used editing to
tell us their own story, I think. Yeah, no, basically. Absolutely. And that's what happens. And it also exposes rifts and
because if you just problems. Showed people happy and their lives perfect, I mean, there's nothing interesting about that. We don't find perfection. You know, we don't find that interesting. We crave off seeing the bad car accidents of reality television. Are you kidding?
So, I know, like train wrecks.
Yeah.
I know. Have you ever seen Big Brother on TV?
Big Brother,
where they put like 16 people in a house.
I know Big Brother. I never like got into Big Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to watch it in the beginning, but now I don't because again, it's repetitive. But you know,
I know what it's about. They like they have alliances and they like backstab each other and they have to, you know, exactly.
And head of
like,
household.
Right.
And,
sounds like an unhealthy situation, toxic environment.
Very,
really.
Very, with nothing to do other than
like,
deal with
do they
with
have
other
a
people.
Therapist in-house during this? Cause no, I don't think so. That's where I would be.
I mean, when you lose a game, you're stuck with like the worst food all week, you know?
Is that what it is?
Some of the punishments are that.
Or like stupid, like X Factor, where you have to eat like 18 tarantulas. Right. And I'm like, No, they're bringing it back.
They are?
Yeah.
Oh, that's like the granddaddy of all... reality
the
shows,
worst.
I think. Yeah, I know.
Actually, I think Real World is.
Oh, right. That's right. Mm-hmm. MTV, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
They started like way back in the first Real World, I think, was in Venice.
Oh, wow.
Or Santa Monica.
Is that where Ashton Kutcher started? Was that it?
Nope.
No. Mm-hmm. Okay. He started with that...
Punk. He didn't start
the
Punk. But he was an actor before then.
Right, right. Yeah. But I meant on TV, yeah. I actually liked him on 2 and a Half Men when he replaced Charlie Sheen.
I loved him in that 70s show.
Yeah?
Yeah. So funny.
That's right. He was in that one, too. See how many shows I never watched, man. But I know of them, you know. Do you remember any... Do you remember what his first movies were?
Dude, Where's My Car? I mean, I don't know if that was his first movie. And there's probably a ton of movies he was in before that. But I remember that one and Just Married. What other Ashton Kutcher movies was he
in?
Yeah,
he's done a lot.
Like Scooby-Doo? I don't know. Like, how do I know all of his IMDb from year 2000 and on? I'm sure he has a ton of other interesting credits.
Yeah. Wow. So, also, actor Shia LaBeouf, for those who don't know, I guess
he
went on a rant.
For again?
He went berserk and cussed out an officer. So there's a little clip here. Let's play that so we know what we're talking about. But it's...
What can I do, sir?
Bro, why are you yelling my face?
Because I have rights. I have rights. I'm an American.
Come on, talk to me.
You got me in my hotel, arrested me in my hotel for doing what, sir?
Let's go.
Yo, you really got these cuffs on me heavy, bro.
I'll fix it.
Let me out.
Listen, can we talk, me and you?
No, we can't talk nothing.
Listen, I'm not the one arresting
you. I'm
an
American.
Okay.
I'll pay my taxes. Get the off my...
Oh, God. Wow. So that's a rant against an officer and everything. And
wow.
They had a body cam for the officer, so he got everything on tape. And I guess, so LaBeouf appeared to have apologized yesterday on Twitter. And
I saw the apology.
Did you really?
Yeah, I saw it. I'm going to pull it up right now. Here it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm deeply ashamed of my behavior. Do you want me to read it?
It's
pretty long. I mean, it's like two paragraphs.
What? But that's not a tweet, is it?
He tweeted a picture of his apology.
Right. Okay. Wow.
He says he has I'll read it. I'm deeply ashamed of my behavior and make no excuses for it. I don't know if these statements are too frequent or not shared enough, but I'm certain that my actions warrant a very sincere apology to the arresting officers, and I am grateful for their restraint. The severity of my behavior is not lost on me. My outright disrespect for authority is problematic, to say the least, and completely destructive, to say the worst. It is a new low. A low, I hope, is a bottom. I have been struggling with addiction publicly for far too long, and I'm actively taking steps towards securing my sobriety and hope I can be forgiven for my mistakes.
Yeah. And you see, it's always with the alcohol, man. People go fucking crazy, you know?
Yeah.
It makes people nuts. They get violent. I mean, did you ever see anybody get violent who was on weed? You know, who was high?
No.
No, I mean, it's always like mellow.
It's usually before the weed that they're, angry.
Exactly.
And then once they smoke, they're like, hey, I'll get to it later.
Yeah. It smooths out the edges.
No worries, man. You know? You become Jamaican. It's all good.
That's true, right? And, and talking about alcohol and how it fucks up people, I guess the head of a former CEO of Anheuser-Busch was arrested in Illinois for allegedly trying to fly a helicopter while intoxicated.
Mm-hmm.
So is that fucking crazy or what? So the police got a report that a helicopter was landing in a parking lot for unknown reason. So they went there and they found this guy. They're saying it's unclear if Bush was the pilot who landed the helicopter. So, so he was a pilot, but he may not have been the pilot that landed it. Okay, I guess that's what they mean.
Wow.
So, what? You fly a helicopter? I mean, can you imagine? It's so hard.
Well,
there.
What about the Harrison
anyway?
Ford thing? Harrison Ford flies planes, and he's like, right. Flying in like airspaces he shouldn't be, or crashes into things. You know what I mean? If it was any, we just let Harrison Ford do it because he's Harrison Ford. If it was anyone else, you know what I mean? Like, he'd be in prison.
Right.
It's cool. It's just silly Harrison Ford. You know.
Yeah, but people underestimate.
Isn't he played the president on TV? You can basically get away with anything, right?
Yeah. Harrison Ford does?
Hasn't he played that? He was on, wasn't he Air Force One president? Yes, he was president.
No, he wasn't the president in Air Force One. He was the FBI agent, wasn't he?
We're going to have to, Harrison Ford.
Was he the president? I think it was
set to
protect the president.
Maybe I'm wrong. The president.
He was the president.
President James Marshall Harrison Ford.
On Air Force One. Okay. Yeah. So I'm confusing that with the other movies he had, like Patriot Games and stuff. All right. Gotcha. So he was a president on Air Force One. Okay. And then he crashes planes and shit. All right. Well, more power to him. What can I say?
Mm-hmm.
But people have to stop drinking, man. It's too much. It's too much. People get into trouble. People do crazy things. And, look, it's got its place, but many people don't know how to hold their alcohol, And it's really bad.
Yeah. Just don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't friggin' do it. I guess Trump Jr. is red-handed on Time magazine cover.
I saw that.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah.
Let me see the cover real quick because I just saw the headline.
When does that come out?
This is interesting.
Or did it
already come out? Oh, they're not showing it really. So they're not showing it. It's probably coming out. Time comes out on Friday, I think. So maybe tomorrow or Monday. But a lot of bullshit on top. All right, well...
Speaking of drinking, a new poll found 73% of Democrats who are active drinkers would be willing to give up alcohol for the rest of their lives if it meant President Trump would be impeached.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, they are saying we're very far from impeachment, so that's not going to happen, man. Not going to happen.
Well, what can you do?
Yeah. So, but that's the thing, you know, why are people forgetting that Clinton was actually impeached for...
lying?
For lying and you know, doing all this stuff, shit. So, yeah, but he was never fired, he was just impeached, but he stayed on. So, okay, that's it. I guess tomorrow's Friday, I'm looking forward to the weekend. Relax a little bit, rest, although I don't really know how to relax. So I need to figure it out.
Yeah.
I need some more blue and green, which means maybe travel on the weekend or something. Nature, anything, man.
Yes.
Anything would be good. So, yeah. So we'll do that. Everybody have a great day. Rachel, thank you as always.
Always.
Everybody have a wonderful day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.